Claire, you may have noticed the drinking water or the water around town at the moment seems to be a little bit different, different in colour, a little bit different in taste. Mm-hmm. And people have been blowing up, rightfully so, and want answers. And what we do is we go right to the top when we want answers. So we got the General Manager of Griffith City Council on the phone, Brett Stone Street, to answer some questions about the water around town this morning. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Dane.
Now, first of all, mate, why weren't we told these works were happening at Berrinbed Weir and the MI Main Canal?
The MI have been planning these works for some time in terms of improving their storage capacity within the channel. And we've been working with MI, and if bearing in mind a normal winter, if you like, in terms of normal rainfall, the cutting off of the water supply from the Murrumbidgee River, which is what has had to happen during these works, there'd be sufficient water in the channel system. In other words, water that's pretty much moving all the time within the channel system to get us through a winter period in Griffith for our consumers. Now, given that there's been a really dry winter to date, our water consumption has gone, I wouldn't say through the roof, but it's certainly increased dramatically on what it would normally be. So we've had to supplement that the water, if you like, supply to our treatment plant, not just from the channel network, but from Lake Wyangan and a storage out at Yenda.
Okay, so Brett, what does that mean for the taste and things? Why are we tasting and smelling a different smell in the water?
Claire, it comes down to stationary water versus moving water at the end of the day. Certainly the water at Lake Wyangan is absolutely safe, and of course we test that very regularly. Your listeners would be aware that during the summer period, often there is blue-green algae detected.
Yeah.
There's certainly not there at the moment. We test that regularly. But if we have moving water through the system, which we have had from when the water was cut off from the river from mid-June, that taste and odour concern was not there. It basically started from our records, if you like, the community started to express concern around about the 8th or the 9th of July or thereabouts. And that pretty much lines up with the date where this moving water through the channels was also supplemented by water from Lake Wyangan and or Yenda.
Now, just on that, like you mentioned there, it's getting tested, but is this the same water that did have blue-green algae 6 months ago that we're consuming?
Certainly. I'm not going to step away from that, Dane. The water is coming from Lake, well, in part,
yeah.
being taken from Lake Wyangan, but the testing is being done regularly, and the blue-green algae is way down. We test according to Australian drinking water standards, and those standards are being strictly adhered to, and there's no question that the water is safe to drink.
Now, Brett, that's great for healthy people. What about those with immune compromised or elderly? Is it still safe in that respect as well? Should we be boiling our water?
Oh, it's certainly not. We would not advise residents that they need to boil water. The Australian drinking water standards are set to a level that does allow for residents with those sort of susceptibilities, if you like, or mm-hmm. The potential health problems. So certainly we're not advising residents to boil water at all.
Now, you've called on local residents to limit, avoid unnecessary use of water and overconsumption. Is there a real threat the water's going to run out, Brett?
No. Our water certainly will not run out. We've probably got, in round figures, we've got pretty much 3 weeks to go until MI and the state government. There's two agencies, if you like, that are undertaking this infrastructure improvement. Both of those agencies advise that early August. So I'm sort of predicting that it's likely to be, say, the second week in August when they will reopen access to the Murrumbidgee River. We certainly have sufficient supply till then, but we are asking residents if they could, limit that consumption. Certainly lawns and gardens, I've noticed around the city that there's several sprinklers on. Watering lawns at this time of year does no good at all.
It's raining anyway.
I don't think we'll get a flood today, Claire, out of it, but yeah, you're right. It is raining today, but look, watering lawns at the moment does no good at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Brett, When it comes to these channels being reopened as such, does that mean that the water will go back to normal and you, the
How
usual taste,
will the change
I guess?
Happen?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, certainly. The time it'll take to get water through from Murrumbidgee River, that would be something for MI to comment on. But look, it would come through quickly.
Okay.
So we'd be once they've finished that work, they will open up from the Murrumbidgee and get the water down through the system. It might be a matter of a day or two or something of that nature.
Well, Brett, we do appreciate you coming on the show
you.
And outlining everything that's going on for us, because, like, I've noticed a change in the water. I think a majority of people have. We thank you for answering our questions this morning. Brett Stone Street, General Manager from Griffith City Council. Thank you so much, mate.
Thank you.